The University of Wyoming has a new recruitment campaign featuring the slogan, "The World Needs More Cowboys." It rolled out with a video and new advertising materials, but some on campus are not happy about it. Christine Porter is a professor of community and public health and says the slogan excludes women and people of color. Helen Raleigh is a Chinese-American UW alum. She also writes for the conservative publication The Federalist and recently published an article supporting the new slogan. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards brought the two women together over a video conference call for our series, I Respectfully Disagree. Helen Raleigh says she was impressed with her UW classmates' diversity.
2/3 of my classmates were women, and many of them are international students. I have some people from Norway, some people from Sweden, and a couple of people like me from China. I never feel not welcomed or alone or out of space. I always feel very welcomed by everybody. And honestly, I love the video. The video showed a diverse body of people and many women and many people of colors. And the message is really about the spirit, you know, being underdog, to be able to break out of the status quo. And those are all the things I learned when I was there. And those are all the things I enjoy to have as an immigrant. You know, I came to here all by myself. I thought that's a perfectly embody what the school is about and what my experience was.
And so, Christine, I wonder, you know, just listening to her story and then remembering your own reaction to the first time that you saw the campaign slogan.
So I also like the video and the message in the video for all the reasons that you said, Helen. My struggle and my concern has always been exclusively and only about the slogan itself.
Okay.
That the world needs more cowboys as the standalone slogan for a public institution. I mean, some people have interpreted my concerns about this as saying we should change Steamboat as our logo or change the name of our teams. And absolutely, no, I have no problem with any of those. And I will also say that our female teams are not called the Cowboys, ever. We never pretend that the women who play representing our great university are Cowboys. We always call them Cowgirls. And if we want to refer to them together, we use the phrase Cowpokes, right? Go Pokes. And so my concern about the slogan, the one I can also speak to the most because it's the most factual, right, is that boys, it is male. And so that's my primary. I feel excluded as a woman. And I can tell you my daughter doesn't even want to see these. Like she used to think about UW and now she doesn't. Related is the idea of cowboy also includes whiteness. And I don't mean, I know that a lot of cowboys in actual history were men of color, but if you search in Google images for the word cowboy, I did that in July, right? And 97% of them appear to be white, of the people who are identifiable. And that is the public image of cowboy, right? So that is what we're projecting across the country, because that is the popular image of a cowboy, is able-bodied, heterosexual, male, and white. And so my concern is a public university saying the world needs more of that specifically to the exclusion of females in particular.
So Helen, I wonder if you can kind of just, what are you hearing that Christine is saying and what would your response be?
To me, the word cowboy, I mean, I'm thinking about another word, human, right? Human, the word human ends with men. But when we say the word human, when we think of all three of us are human, do we think a human excluded all of us because it ends with the M-A-N? No, we don't. So to me, the word cowboy, if we really go down this road, and also to many people like me, the word cowboy does not represent racial or gender, but it represents values, represent just like the ad said, it represents a spirit. When you think about cowboy, you think about someone, not necessarily a man, who's willing to go to the unknown, who's willing to go into the take the adventure. And Christine was right that, and I also researched that actually historically, 1 in 4 cowboys are black. And actually, after the Civil War, cowboy was a profession one of the very few professions that provide African American men very good job, high paying jobs. And also, there are many Native Indians who are cowboys as well. maybe the solution is to get more education into the historical facts, rather than just focus on the very limited image created by Hollywood, which is, again, very left-leaning progressive place that only create white male as the cowboys.
What do you think of that idea, Christine, of just could some sort of an education campaign associated with this slogan maybe satisfy some of your concerns?
Absolutely would not satisfy any of my concerns about the slogan, because the slogan, of course, is using the word cowboy. And unfortunately, we don't get to just say, oh, we're gonna say boys or girls. We're going to say the image that the country has is wrong. And this institution, just with this campaign, is going to change all that. That is not to say that I don't value that effort a lot. And I actually think University of Wyoming is particularly well placed to do that kind of public re-education. I think that's important, re-education about the truth about cowboys. It still does not change the gender aspect. And, you know, Helen, you used the example of human. And if you look up human in the dictionary, it doesn't mean a man. And if you look up woman in a dictionary, it doesn't mean a man just because it has the word man in it. The word boy is much more specific.
So I wonder if you have any suggestions of what they might have done differently with that. I mean, if you could have your druthers, what would you have preferred?
So I would have said the world needs more trailblazers. I think many of the ideas and the values that are very powerful in the slogan are captured by that without the gender, race, able-bodied, heteronormative parts of the slogan. They were asking us as members of, you know, the UW community to try to help everyone feel like they're a member of this and they're included. I was like, well, maybe it would help if you, could you give us one of these posters and things that says the world needs more cowgirls? And our head of marketing said to me that the marketing firm said that would be pandering and not to do that.
What do you think, Helen, of her suggestion of the world needs more trailblazers or something along those lines that might take the gender issue out of the slogan? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I don't mind if you say, you know, water needs more trailblazers, but you have to think this is a university campaign, right? The purpose is to attract new students, and both domestically and internationally. And as someone, you know, who came from another country, you know, the Hollywood influence is far and wide throughout the globe. So the word cowboy to many people from another culture is really the embodiment of America. One thing does bother me is that not all minorities think alike, not all women think alike. And we don't want somebody else to basically say, this is offensive to all minorities. This is offensive to all women. Well, that's not true, right? Some of us do think differently. And our voice should be heard as well, not just because, you know, it may not necessarily be politically correct. And I do think a political correctness has been taken too far. I mean, college campuses should be the least place for this to happen. You know, I came from an oppressive regime, and I do not want to see this happen, which should be the freest place in this country. That is college campuses, where free inquiry of ideas, you know, civil debate, civil conversations. But I think most people from the right who have a problem is when there is a demand to say, this is the only term you can use. This is the only phrase you can use. This is the only thought you're allowed to have. Then to me, that is a censorship.
But actually the thing that interests me most about what you said, Helen, was the idea of censorship, right? And I would think you would know from coming from communist China, right? The difference between censorship and civic debate about what is good and right to talk about. And I would just say that there are light years of difference between censorship, what we are not allowed to say, either because of university policy, state policy, federal policy, and culture about what we consider to be acceptable, right? And that is, what we consider to be acceptable, that is the location of civic dialogue and debate. And sweeping things aside as politically correct, or sweeping things aside as saying, oh, you are racist, you are sexist, and therefore I'm not going to listen to you and you're stupid. Like, both of those things are bad. And then neither of them are censorship, but neither of them are leading to a civic dialogue.
Okay, so here we have just conducted a conversation. What do you guys think? How did this work to try and have a real conversation about hard things over a screen?
I think we should have more. I think it doesn't make a difference when you have look at somebody in the eyes and see another face, you know, see what's behind the, you know, the Twitter handles or the, you know, the Facebook pictures, that you actually see what you're talking to. Is there another fellow human being who just happens to disagree with you? I think have more and more face-to-face discussion is really a way to help repair some of the damage that social medias have done to our society. But I do like this format. You know, technology, like you mentioned, technology can be useful. Let's use it for the right purpose, and also realize the limitation that technology, especially the downside that the technology has done damage to our life.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards conducting a civil discourse with the Federalist contributor Helen Raleigh and UW professor Christine Porter.